Taliban's attack on a wedding reception in Kabul has risen to 80. This as new Afghan war negotiations are set to reconvene. We get a report from AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
The new toll is confirmed as the U.S. envoy negotiating with the Taliban for an end to nearly 18 years of fighting in Afghanistan returns to Qatar to resume the talks. The top Taliban demand is for the estimated 20,000 U.S. and allied forces to leave, a prospect that has created widespread concern that another civil war in Afghanistan could follow as various armed parties jostle for power.
That was AP correspondent Zaria Shackley. The latest U.S.-South Korean military exercises are over, and so the question, is the stage set for the resumption of long-delayed working-level nuclear talks with North Korea? VOA correspondent William Gallo reports from Seoul.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may have promised to resume talks when the U.S.-South Korean military drills ended. They did end Tuesday. A day later, Steve Biegun, the top U.S. envoy for North Korea, confirmed during a visit to Seoul he hadn't heard from the North.
Regarding the restart of those negotiations, we are prepared to engage as soon as we hear from our counterparts in North Korea.
Instead, North Korean state media blasted the U.S. for holding the drills at all and hinted the North could soon return to larger provocations. The latest U.S.-South Korean exercises were computer-based, meaning there were no bombs dropped on dummy targets or overt displays of military strength. But North Korea has continued to complain about the scaled-back drills, saying it sees them as preparation to invade. William Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
To stay up to date on all the news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a VOA mobile app for your listening convenience. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has canceled a scheduled meeting with the Prime Minister of Denmark, Mette Frederiksen, because she has ruled out a sale of